This is so ridiculous, everybody. It's WMFO, Medford, 11 a.m., cramped in a closet with Sue.
Mike, where is your hand?
What's wrong with you? Seriously. What's wrong with you? Isn't this nice?
This is great. It's a good thing I love you like a brother, because we are getting very close right now.
We're sitting here schvitzing. It's just ridiculous.
You got a little something in your teeth.
Thanks. All right. It's played Radiohead brand new in the first sets, called Burn the Witch. I wish it wasn't burn. Burn is not a good word for today. Calexico, next, Falling from the Sky from the Edge of the Sun CD. Ephemerals, You Made Us Change. And just finished up with J.D. McPherson, Let the Good Times Roll. All right, Sue, what are you doing today?
Well, my guest is Quenby of Quenby and the West of Wayland Band. And we're going to be trying to make the technology work to have a live interview. Somehow we'll get two mics working.
I'll try to do that.
Yeah, you're my producer today.
Sure.
So we're going to be talking with her probably after just a couple songs, and then freeform women till 1 o'clock.
Okay, so do you think when I actually push the red button, something's going to play on your CD?
It sure better.
Okay, what are we going to hear?
We're going to hear some Dixie Chicks.
All right, everybody. Mike on the mic, thanks for listening. Thanks for sweating along to the oldies with me.
Schvitzing to the oldies.
Schvitzing to the oldies. We'll talk to you next week at 9. Okay, cross your fingers because the red button is being pushed now. It's WMFO.
Good morning. Welcome to Something About the Women. We are flying by the seat of our pants today. We are broadcasting from Studio C, which is sort of like a little production studio because Studio A is offline at the moment.
It's awesome, isn't it?
It's fantastic. Yeah. Okay, it's about 107 degrees. Yeah. I just pulled my back lifting my CDs to bring them over to the studio, so it's going to be a great day. As you probably have guessed, this is Sue, and it's time for Something About the Women here on 91.5 WMFO. Many thanks to Mike, who had to crawl under the console to plug in the power cord for my laptop.
At my age, that's a big deal.
I know. And normally I wouldn't ask him, but I seriously...
Hey, turn on mic 2 for a second. Let's see if it works.
Yeah, let's try that out.
Just put it on there. And we don't really
All right.
Hey, does this work?
Oh, yeah, it works.
Good.
That's fantastic.
Hey, I'm so good.
You are the best, man.
All right, I'm out of here.
All
bye,
right.
everybody.
Mike, thanks so much. Mike on the mic, everybody. he is the man. So I'm just getting myself situated, but I wanted to let you know that my guest today is Quenby from Quenby and the West of Wayland Band. And unfortunately, she gets to see us not on our, you know, shiniest, most polished day, But she will be sharing some of her music with us, and hopefully we'll get the mics to work, and it'll be fantastic. In the meantime, I'm going to get myself situated, and we're going to hear a little bit of music from Ms. Nancy Griffith here on Something About the Women.
take a red clay road with red clay wings and a just to be. Who loves me, love me just to be.
down the rain.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is Quenby and the West of Wayland Band. And before we talk more about them, let me tell you what else we heard. We heard Elephant Revival doing Hello, Yoo-Hoo. We also heard from Gillian Welch doing Red Clay Halo. And we had a little Crooked Still from their album, Still Crooked. I love that. We heard Undone in Sorrow. So back to Quenby and the West of Wayland Band. Quenby is my guest in the studio, and let's just see if we can get her up here on the mic. Are you there?
Hello.
Oh, yeah. There you are. You can get right up on there. So because we have this sort of situation in the studio today, I'm the rudest host ever. I have my back to Quenby, which is makes for a very personal interview. But we just heard a track from your brand new CD. We heard the title track to Pretty Little Thing, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you said this just came out.
Yeah. A week ago Tuesday, I got it back. And had our CD release party in Bozeman at the Eagles Club, where we play a lot. So we had a CD release weekend, really, Friday and Saturday night.
So is that where you're headquartered, in Bozeman?
Outside of Bozeman in Livingston, Montana.
Oh, that's amazing. But you're from here, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Wayland. Yep.
So how did you get from Wayland to Bozeman?
You know, I've been out of here for a long time. I just went to the left coast first and stayed there for a while.
Yeah.
And
drifted.
Yeah, I was in LA for a while and I actually really enjoyed it. But that's where I started playing music. And then when the recession hit, I kind of lost my day job work. So I moved to Austin with my drummer at the time, who was from Austin and wanted to move back. So we moved to Austin, and I tried to continue playing there and just wasn't getting enough work. So I took myself on a tour. And he was getting plenty of work because he's a great drummer. So I took myself on tour up to Seattle in 11 and went through Montana that time, and then really liked it, wanted to go back. And so I toured again up there by myself and picked up players. And I mean, I'm sorry to say this for all my Montana friends who are listening and all the musicians, but I didn't know what to expect. And I was so pleasantly surprised at the caliber of musician I picked up there. And even more, I was just so happy to find how many people were receptive to live music and were coming out and supporting us. And the venues were really supportive, and the whole thing was just so unexpected. And I stayed and toured and toured, and then finally I just didn't leave.
The tour that never ended.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. And you've put out a couple of releases, and this brand new one, it seems like you're getting a little more rock and roll, a little more electric, maybe?
Yeah, it was a little... This one I did myself, and I've been playing now for a while. The first record I was compiled as I was learning how to play guitar, and actually it was about 3 or 4 months after we started recording, my friend and I, Brian, who did the last one, it was about 3 or 4 months after we started recording that I decided I really wanted to be a rock star when I grew up. I really wanted a band and I wanted to play live, and so I kind of just did it all backwards, but it just took me a while to sort of find my stride, and I suppose I'll be finding a new stride every record, but this time around I really had some more kind of rockabilly filling.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, tunes. Which is great. And I think you know, you were just saying, you know, it's really hard to put stuff together for like a CD release party when you're the, you know, you're the business, you're the artist, you're
yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
But I guess the positive side of that is that you're not tied to a record company that signed you as, say, a country artist and didn't want you to go rockabilly, for example. You can just go where your heart takes you.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It's true.
That's awesome. So you have your guitar. I know it's super warm in here, but might you be able to play us a tune?
Sure. Let's just give it a
whirl. And then we can sort of go back and forth with the CD, and I'm going to see if I can make my mic reach your guitar. This is like a advanced game of Twister here.
it's like, pretty cozy.
It's like, don't disconnect your headphones while also positioning your squeaky chair. So let's see what we can do. And again, I'm talking with Quenby from the Quenby and the West of Wayland Band. That is a mouthful. But here we go. Tell us all about it, because I can't talk now.
All right, hold on. Let me get the cable out of the way.
Yeah. Do you want to?
Oh, yeah.
Quenby's about to choke herself on her headphone cable. This is a great way to meet a new person, by the way, just like under the worst of circumstances. Although it could be worse. We could not have the equipment.
Oh, yeah. It could be way worse. This is the first track off the album. It's the kind of the honky-tonk song here called Wined and Dined. I wrote a while back. And I had a lot of friends who were going through some pretty heartbreaking breakups of long, long relationships. And my friend and the couple, you know, there was four couples, and my friend and the couple I always felt was getting the short end of the stick, so I wrote this song for them. Some women and some men. It's called Wined and Dined. I wanna be wined and dined. Don't move in loose and schmooze. Gold for fools. I'm ready to move on up and get out of the roof. This heart's moving uptown. I wanna be wined and dined. For years I loved you and stuck by your side. In spite of all those times where well ran dry, I worked my young years to the bone, keeping my nose clean and my eyes to the grindstone. I wanna be wined and dined, no worrying, booze and schmooze. I'm ready for thanks to find, no more than gold for a fool's. Town. I wanna be wined and dined. Now folks are talking and I heard some things about how you spend your time and where you've been. You swore to me you'd do your part, but now I hear you've been lying to me, baby, straight from the start. Working men who know how much that means. Been eating sloppy joes and beans out of a can. I want a steak, I want a mall of shame. I want a man. I want to be wined and dined. No more booze than schmooze. Town. I wanna be wined and dined. The sock's moving uptown. I wanna be wined and dined. Thanks, Sue.
That was fantastic. I had to wrestle the mic back to somewhere near my mouth. As you can see, you're already up on our Facebook page while you were...
Whoa!
How did that happen?
Where's the paparazzi?
That's me! So, folks, go check out our the Something About the Women radio show Facebook page so you can get a visual of what's going on here in the tiny little room. Well, that was great!
Thanks!
So, having not really known your story, and I purposely didn't ask you a lot of things before you came in the room so that we could have a conversation about it. So how did you get into music, and what's your journey been like so far?
Well, when I was in LA, I was married for a brief minute to a musician, and he introduced me to actually some of the greatest musicians in Los Angeles. So when I came back around, I was every couple of years, I guess my best friends from this couple from Texas, they would kind of get on me and put the guitar in my hand and try to make me play, and I was like, it just wasn't. I played
wasn't
piano
happening.
My whole life.
Oh yeah,
just guitar is so awkward, and plus I was kind of classically trained, so I wasn't really hardwired to think about just jamming. You know, I was
right,
like,
I needed
to. So I was. It took me almost 10 years of being friends with them, and you know, every couple of years they try to make me sing country music and play the guitar and. I'd try for a little while, and then I just kind of got distracted and moved on. But in 07, I actually, they were working on me again, and I picked up the guitar, and I kind of got frustrated with myself. I was just like, I'm just going to do this.
Had you been listening to country music?
Over the years of being friends with them, yeah. They're from Houston and Fort Worth, and they met actually in Austin, and their folks had listened to country music. As much as they tried to get away from it in the late 70s and 80s, they had been influenced by it, so they were revisiting it themselves and passing it on to me. And by that time, actually, the husband and that couple had started a country band in LA, and I loved them. They were outlaw, really just balls to the wall kind of a band, and I loved them. So I went and saw them all the time, and he was really encouraging about getting me to perform, and she was really encouraging about like influencing, playing the music that she'd grown up with for me, and introducing me to all this stuff. So it took a little while. But I finally kind of started coming around the country scene in Los Angeles, and which is its own brand of country and a lot of fun, great players. That's where I first heard Mike Stinson and Randy Weeks and people like that. There's just it's a great rich scene. So I really was enjoying it. But I was on the kind of the classic or more classic country side of what I was doing compared to them. And like I said, when the recession hit, I'd lost interest in my day job anyway, and was really just wanted to play music. And I'd heard from so many of my friends in Southern California who had either toured or came from or had moved to Austin that it was a really fun place to be. And one of my dear friends, band friends, Stone Honey, had moved there. And I guess about a year and a half later, my drummer and I just decided to go and check it out, and then 2 months after we went to visit, we moved.
That's
and
great.
It was really fun. It was unfortunately it was on the uptick of a major surge of people coming in, like tons of people coming in for IT jobs and stuff.
Right, right.
So it was kind of losing its live music edge a little bit, and it was sad to kind of come in the middle of that. And then while I was there, it just kind of. Well, I shouldn't say disappeared. There's plenty of people down there doing great things. But for me, it just became prohibitively expensive, and I wasn't getting to play as much as I wanted. And in the meantime, the time I was spending in Austin was amazing.
Yeah.
Playing, collaborating with other people. I'd never been around so many women playing before and women writers before. It was super fun that way. But I kind of felt like after a while I was spinning my wheels, and I could have lost a lot of time in Austin just partying and playing.
Yeah,
and
it's a great place to just... hang out.
It's the most place. The most I try to tell my adult friends who want to go on vacation there. It's really the most fun you can have with your clothes on.
Yeah, it's funny. I had the opportunity to go there last year. I was only there for 36 hours, but I had so much fun. I went on this tour where like. They take you to 4 different live music venues over the course of the night, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
And it was all different kinds of music, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And in 36 hours, I saw like so much of Austin. I have a great friend down there who knows everything about Austin and took me around. We walked like 11 miles that day.
yeah.
Just seeing everything. It's such a great town.
It really is.
It was amazing.
Yeah, I love it. I was sorry to have to leave, but I am so grateful and appreciative to the North Country in general and Montana specifically for supporting live music the way they do and supporting tours and us, you know, we get fed and we get put up a lot. I think
that's awesome.
Probably because of the weather, people just won't turn you out and make you drive home. And every gig is at least a couple hours away most of the time.
Spread
out. So it's kind of like everything in a way. I feel like it's everything that Texas thinks it is. You know, it's really wild west. Yeah, it's very few people, so that's it's hard. Sometimes to string the gigs together and make enough money, but it's overall it's doable, and I'm so happy. I'm so proud to be able to do it.
Absolutely. So are you a musician full time then?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Good for you.
It's amazing. I can't believe still I get to say that.
I know. It's awesome, right?
It's so cool.
That's why I'm a DJ, so I didn't have to do that. So you're in town for a show, right?
Yeah, so I'm actually in town for my high school reunion, so I want to give a shout out to my girls if they're listening.
Oh, that's awesome. Go ahead. Go
and
for
my
it.
Music teachers, you know, who were the first ones to really instill a love of music in me. So I'm really happy to be back for that Windsor reunion right now. But because of that, and because I really wanted to come back, I was like, well, it's perfect timing. The CD's coming out. I've never toured Boston. Jim Carty
right,
has been bugging me.
Former WMFO DJ from Blues and Beyond used to come on right after us.
Yeah, right. So, and he played my first album, and even though he was a blues DJ, he played my first album. It's been super supportive.
You're the Beyond in Blues and Beyond.
Yeah, right, exactly. So he's been bugging me to come out, and he's helped me since January. We've been trying to put we've been putting this tour together. So I've got 9 dates starting on Monday between New Haven, Boston area, and one in Rhode Island.
Awesome. Well, you know, we're streaming on the internet, so do you have like details on those shows so in case people want to go?
Monday, I mean, if anybody's in the Connecticut, anywhere near New Haven in Connecticut, I'm playing Club 9 as a solo acoustic act. And I guess they just do short sets there, so it'll just be a 30-minute set.
Okay.
I'm embarrassed to say I'm still not sure what time that goes on. But I'll find it out. And just go to the website and I'll find out.
Just show up on Monday and wait around.
And Tuesday, I'm super excited to be sitting in with Ed Sheer at the Corrib.
Oh, that's awesome.
In fact, that's where I'm meeting.
That's a great gig. That's on Tuesday?
Yep.
I'm meeting might need to come out
the backup band for 2 subsequent shows on Tuesday night. Thursday, I play Gardner Ale House with Sandy Martin and the drummer who plays for Ed as well.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah, they're going to be... Or, sorry, she's not playing Thursday, but Chuck is playing guitar with me on Thursday. And then Friday night, I'm sitting in with Milt Reeder's people at O'Leary's in Brookline.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, so you're going to be busy.
And then Saturday, Cardi's having a house party for me and a couple other artists, Morbioli and Alana Katz.
Robert Morbioli, he's great.
And the Swindlers are backing me up that day, the Boston Swindlers.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then that night I'm playing Right Turn. I'm just doing a quick solo acoustic gig at Right Turn in Watertown.
That's fantastic. Wow, so you're going to be busy.
Mm-hmm. On Sunday I'm playing with Paul Spidell.
Great.
And then the next week I play Friday at, Friday at Katie's Tavern in Rhode Island.
Oh, what do you know what town that's in?
It's been listed 3 different ways. Capuchet? Capuchet?
I don't even know where
it's
that
is. It's in the northwest corner.
Okay.
Kind of close to Connecticut.
Okay.
And the northern tip is Mass. But it's a roadhouse. It looks like it's
going
to be a full bar gig, 9 to 1. And it's going to be really fun.
Awesome.
And then Saturday, I play with the Swindlers again, or backing me up at the Tavern at the End of the World in Charlestown.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So, you want to play one more for us, and then maybe we can go out with something from the record?
Sure.
They still call them records? Album? CD?
Yeah. I've had a couple people actually looking for vinyl, though, when I say that. I'm like,
well, people do buy vinyl.
I know, because it's hot again.
You know what? My younger brother runs SoundstageDirect.com. Full disclosure, he's my brother, but he started selling vinyl records on the internet, like, within the last 10 years, and business is freaking booming.
Yeah.
When Prince passed away, he got more orders than he could fulfill for Prince on vinyl. Mm. SoundstageDirect.com.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to get some of you the check later, Seth, for the promotion. but vinyl is huge.
Yeah, it really is. A good friend of mine just put out a vinyl record that he actually recorded on analog, too. So it's
that's awesome. It's a different sound.
Yeah. He was so happy. He was over the moon. So right. It's fun to see it come back. Although still, nobody that I show this to knows what that is.
Oh, that, you know, we
even my classmates.
So she's got the thing that goes in the middle of the 45 as a tattoo on her wrist. And the other day we were talking about what is that thing called, and we were Googling
her name.
It. Yeah, it's like the 45 adapter.
Yeah.
It doesn't really have
name. I know. How did it not ever?
I know
end
it should be like, you know, a gooption or something. It should just have a name. It's not a spindle, right? The spindle was the thing that was in the middle of the so it doesn't really have a name.
I don't know.
But that's a great tattoo.
Maybe we could coin one, finally.
I think we should. I think we should bring that symbol back. It should mean peace and unity and everyone, getting along together, adapting.
Art first.
Yes. All right, so I'm going to give you the mic for the guitar and let you take it away.
Sweet. This is a song I wrote a while back called My Baby Loves Me.
Oops, I think I just unhinged the entire...
Oh, that's where that bolt belongs.
Yeah, see?
Where's that bolt?
Yeah, I put one back. Close enough.
My baby loves me when I'm down and out. Don't let my frown turn him inside out. Oh, which turns me loose to let me work it out. My baby loves me when I'm down and out. My baby loves me. Ooh, ooh, my baby loves me. Ooh, ooh, my baby loves me. Yeah, yeah. My baby loves me when I'm down and out. My baby loves me when I'm down and out. Don't make him crazy, learn to see me pow. Don't need to know what it's all about. My baby loves me when I'm down and out. My baby loves me. Ooh, ooh, my baby loves me. Ooh, ooh, my baby loves me. Yeah, yeah. My baby loves me when I'm down and out. My baby loves me when I'm down and out. He even loves me when I scream and shout. Don't threaten me or put our love in doubt. My baby loves me when I'm down and out. My baby loves me. My baby loves me. Ooh, ooh, my baby loves me. Yeah, yeah. My baby loves me when I'm down and out. My baby loves me when I'm down and out. Kick cool as fires, baby, keeps it stout. He keeps his loving up, he don't pull out. My baby loves me when I'm down and out. My baby loves me. Ooh, ooh, my baby loves me. Ooh, ooh, my baby loves me. Yeah, yeah. My baby loves me when I'm down and out.
Woo! Love those quick endings.
Surprise.
Yeah. As I'm frantically searching for public service announcements to play because I don't have this mic. This is going to be a handheld mic by the end of the show. I don't have the digital public service announcements accessible at the moment. I'm looking for a PSA to play before the top of the hour.
You plugged a great website, though.
That's true, although it's a commercial website. I don't think it counts. Although your gigs maybe count as public service announcements. Or maybe you could talk about some charitable work that you've been doing.
As long as they don't make any money on them, right?
Right, right. Well, are you playing a benefit? Have you ever played a benefit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, heck yeah. We just played one, actually, for our local town kids. They're building a skate park.
There you go. And that public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at WMFO.
Yes, that's right. Donate to McNair Skate Park in Livingston, Montana.
That's great. You know, it's interesting that you should say skate park because I didn't know they really made skate parks anymore. And somebody pointed out to me that they just built one like literally underneath 93, like where there's just sort of nothing there. There's like a skate park and you can see it when you're driving down like across the like towards the Zakim Bridge.
Oh, that's
there's a skate
so
park
cool.
like under 93. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So who knew? Skateboarding is totally back in.
Oh, yeah. This fundraiser was really fun. These kids, so I'm going to embarrass myself, but the bass player from Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
He's from the High Line, I believe, or that northern area around the High Line up in Montana.
Okay.
And so the kids raised a ton of money. They got two backers that gave him like 30 grand and 60 grand.
Wow.
And they got him. He said he was going to... Maybe I'm holding his feet to the fire a little
right.
bit. I don't know. The rumor was he was going to match whatever the kids made.
Wow.
I know.
Good.
And it was fun. It was like families there. There were kids as little as four, you know, rolling around on their bellies. And then there was a guy who was celebrating his 50th birthday on a skateboard that night, too. It was really
That's
cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, so let me tell people once again about your new CD. It's Quenby and the West of Wayland Band. Pretty Little Thing is the name of it. And it just came out last week. And where can people purchase this?
You can actually, my good friend and kind of manager, basically IT manager and more, has fixed up my website. So you can actually purchase a hard copy of the CD, a digital download of the CD, or digital downloads of individual tracks off my website.
Okay, which is?
It's www.quenbywowband.com.
So it's Quenbywowband.com. .com.
Yeah. And I mean, I know
we'll
you
put
can,
that up on the
you
website
can go
as well.
To iTunes and all that stuff too. But awesome. If you can buy direct from me, it really makes a difference.
And yeah, I'm sure it does. And so, in terms of this album compared to some of the earlier things we were talking about, how a little bit, maybe a little more rockabilly.
Yeah, I've kind of got this weird. I've got one that's kind of kind of outlaw feeling halftime. Waylon beat. I got a waltz in there. I got a couple of more old rock and roll feeling ones, and then a kind of cha-cha, which I know the dancers that come see us all the time
right.
love that one.
They want to have something they can do there, slow, quick too.
Yep. And then I wrote a Cajun tune as well. My best attempts at all this stuff, of course.
That's great.
Full disclosure, but
so it's very diverse then.
Yeah, I think they've all sort of got a discrete life to them. Each one of these songs, I'm really happy with the combination.
So which one should we go out with?
Let's see. How about Falling Off Horses?
Okay, what number is that?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Number four. Lucky number four. So, go out and see Quenby and the West of Waylon Band, or just Quenby. She's playing a bunch of places, but I would say the best place if you're local now would be, Tuesday night at the Corb, right?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And Ed Sheer has this night. It used to be at the Smoke and Joe's, which is now closed, but right around the corner. They just bring in different friends every Tuesday night, and that should be fantastic. That's a great
cool.
time. I might try to check that out.
Thanks so much, Sue.
Oh, thanks for coming in, and I apologize for the sweltering hot tiny space, but I think you made the best of it, and it was good to meet you finally. All right, so we're going out with from the brand new disc. It's called Pretty Little Thing, Quenby and the West of Waylon Band. I'm getting pretty good at saying that now.
Yeah.
We are going to hear Falling Off Horses, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Something About the Women, and here is Quenby.
And every friend who slows my stride. Had no time for wife and kids. Now lost my job and hit the skids. It's time I find my own place to occupy. I'd rather be falling off horses than climbing your stinking corporate ladders. It's gonna be a strange metamorphosis. Getting back to saving the man, serving people I can't stand. Spend my wheels chasing the almighty dollar. When the truth is where I stand, I'm just an ordinary man who needs room to swing a rope and hoot and holler. I'd rather be falling off horses than climbing. Back to what really trend, and now it's coming to an end. The green I'm finding now is a sweeter kind. Sun and water make it grow. You don't have to sell your soul. And it turns out sure is greener on the side. I'd rather be falling off horses than climbing your stinking corporate ladders.
blocks. Been rushing around, don't even have time for my thoughts. These streetlights don't sparkle like the southern stars do. Skyscrapers feel like they're jailing the moon. Ask myself, what am I doing here? 'Cause life makes more sense when the blacktop disappears. I need a little big sky where I can watch a whole sun. The top down and drive. Feel my soul exhale when I cross that county line. Gonna hug my mama, drink some sweet iced tea. Feel the world slow down from her front porch swing. That red dirt road always leads me here. And life makes more sense where the blacktop disappears. Stars falling home where my daddy was born. I wanna go home. Yeah, the heartland is calling. Home is where I belong. I need a little big sky where I can watch a whole sun.
Well, we just had a great visit with Quenby from Quenby in the West of Wayland Band. She is awesome. I encourage you to get out and see her. Again, if you're local, check out the Corrib on Tuesday night. That's in Brighton, right around the corner from where Smokin' Joe's used to be. We also just heard from local artist, I always mispronounce her name, but Susan, I think it's Cataneo. I used to say Cataneo, but I think I heard somebody else say Cataneo. So there she was. Title track to her album, Little Big Sky. It is 11:56. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I got to say, it is a crazy day here, and just want to let you know that normally I would be telling you about some great public service thing that's going on. Unfortunately, I don't have access to that track right now. So I'm going to see if I can find something for you real quick because I want to, you know, part of our contract with our license to broadcast here at Tufts University is that we serve the public interest. And so I just want to let you know that we try to bring you information that's helpful for you. But of course now I'm not finding what I wanted to share with you, but Let's see. This is crazy. All right, we're going to fudge the rules a little bit, and we will get you some information very shortly. Going to continue now with a track from the Indigo Girls. Where's the disc? I've lost the disc. What happened? Oh, boy. Crazy. All right. The Indigo Girls went in the wrong sleeve. So they're going to be playing, I believe, in Lowell this summer. And I've actually kind of stopped going to Indigo Girls concerts, which I know is terrible. But can I share this with you? It's like their fans are so into them. And they sing along. And it's like, I want to hear them sing. I don't really want to hear the crowd singing. Is that wrong? Anyway, here's a track from All That We Let In, the Indigo Girls, here on Something About the Women.
The sofa where I'll be put.